May 24th, 1900. The will of Louisa is one with that of Jesus. I was very afflicted because of the privation of my adorable Jesus. At the most, he comes like shadow and flashes. I really feel I cannot go on any more if he wants to continue further. So, as I was at the summit of my affliction, he made himself seen for a little while, all tired, as though in need of refreshment. And throwing his arms around my neck, he told me, "My beloved, bring me some flowers and surround me completely, for I feel I am languishing with love." My daughter, the fragrant perfume of your flowers will be of refreshment for me and will remedy my troubles, for I am languishing and fainting. Immediately I added, "And you, my beloved Jesus, give me some fruits, because idleness and scarce suffering increase my languishing so much that I faint, to the point of feeling myself dying. And then will I be able to give you not only flowers, but also fruits, to be able to relieve your languishing more." And Jesus resumed his speaking, saying to me, "Oh, how well we combine together, don't we? It seems that your will is one with mine." For a moment, it seemed I was relieved, as if the state I was in wanted to cease. But after a little while, I found myself immersed in the same lethargy as before, without my highest good, abandoned and alone.